USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealing her list of House impeachment managers will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial, a trial now expected to begin on Tuesday. The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler is saying at the briefing where the managers were announced,
because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it.
He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
President Trump will be signing the first phase of a new China trade deal shortly, and this is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
As we mentioned earlier, President Trump had a big rally last night in Milwaukee where he said he was being impeached by the House because Democrats stand no chance of winning in 2020.
And then our opponents say, we're not going to win. Let's impeach President Trump. Let's impeach him.
With Democrats expected to vote today on sending articles of impeachment to the Senate, the president said he's not concerned, and he's looking forward to signing an initial trade deal with China, which will benefit American labor workers. He says his critics are suffering from, quote, Trump derangement syndrome. About 60 people treated for injuries after a Delta Airlines flight that had just taken off in Los Angeles and suffered some engine issues dumped jet fuel over public schools near L.A. The elementary school students suffered skin irritation from that jet fuel dump. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Record winter warmth in the Northeast is swinging back to really cold temperatures and now some snow. Boston went from 74 degrees for a high on Sunday, the warmest January 12th ever recorded, to snow yesterday morning. The National Weather Service saying modest amounts of snow will continue to fall from upstate New York into northern New England today, followed by a second storm driving rain and snow from parts of Pennsylvania into southern New England tonight into tomorrow. Two American astronauts aboard the International Space Station taking part in history's second all-female spacewalk today. Christina Cook and Jessica Meyer are tasked with replacing a set of aging solar array batteries in the ISS power system. Free filing with the IRS is underway. The program's for those who made $69,000 or less last year. The IRS has 10 partners listed on its free file website to provide you with more options. There's a report McDonald's is using the flavor enhancer MSG in its new crispy chicken sandwiches. McDonald's neither confirming nor denying the report from Bloomberg News, which says the fast food giant is using MSG in the sandwiches it's testing in Houston and Tennessee to compete with chicken specialty chains Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. MSG is controversial because some people say they experience headaches and numbness after ingesting it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.